Welcome to the Tesla Academy podcast series. This interview with one of the workers at SolarTech of Hollywood, Maryland, was done at the end of June 2008 at the Alternative Energy Partnership Conference. We're here with Shannon Schmidt of SolarTech Incorporated. You're in Maryland here, right?
That's correct. Hollywood, Maryland, Southern Maryland.
Okay, yeah, out on the peninsula.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you have a company that seems to be doing okay, just putting up residential and commercial solar panels.
Yes, that's correct. We've been installing for about 4 or 5 years. It's been a slow process, but it's gradually getting better and better because people are getting more interest in solar. They're getting themselves educated about solar and solar hot water systems. And they're realizing that the electric rates are increasing so much that they got to do something. And they know that global warming is here, and we got to change and change it quickly and reduce our CO2 carbon imprint pretty soon, or we won't have a beautiful country or anything like that.
Right. I've noticed that as this conference is happening across the river in Virginia, they're having a huge controversy about raising electric rates, and the electric companies just saying, sorry, there's nothing we can do about it. And that's probably the type of thing that's driving a lot of solar.
Because now things are getting more expensive with electric rates because the price of carbon, coal, or oil has all risen because it's depleting quickly. So we need other sources of energy. We need hybrid systems that do solar electric or solar hot water and wind. So we wouldn't have to depend on the electric rates to rise. We could take care of it ourselves. We have a set rate for our own selves.
So. That's good. Do you find it pretty easy to find people who can work with you and do the technical installation?
We're pretty technical ourselves. Richard, which is the owner of the company, he has a background in electric engineering, and so we do all the installation ourselves, and we have a master electrician that finishes it off on the AC side, so everything's legal and everything is working with the NEC code, and so eventually we have a system that's all fully legitimate and can definitely tie it to the grid, and I think that's...
So you would advise anybody starting a solar company to keep it legitimate?
Yeah,
from
you
the
need
beginning.
To make sure you know how to install a system. You go to workshops or you go and get yourself educated before you even start a company. You got to know how to work within a business, but also you need to know your stuff. You need to know about the solar modules. You need to know about the inverters and how they function and how they electronically function before you even install a system. I would never recommend a homeowner to put it install it because there's too many risks. We look for a lot of safety issues, and not everybody knows how these function, so you definitely need to go and educate yourself and go somewhere that they teach about solar and how to install renewables.
Well, there are more and more programs for that all the time.
Oh, yeah, there is. One in particular, the one we have gone to, is SEI, which is Solar Energy International, and they teach workshops and they educate people about how to install solar electric and solar hot water and even wind turbines. So, and they even do hydro and all that over all the renewables. But you've got to learn how to do it and do it correctly and how to system size it and wire size it correctly before you actually put it on to a house.
One bit of technology I saw that you had, which was kind of neat because I ran into this way back in the early 80s, was I saw you had some solar glass tube collectors.
Those are the vacuum tubes. They're called, the actual brand is called Thermomax, and those are for solar hot water, and typically a 25 to 30% of your electric bill is to heat up hot water, so that system itself takes care of that electrical need from the hot water.
Okay, how much would an installation for a solar hot water system usually run for an quote average house?
This one is for a family about 4 or 8. It's an 80-gallon tank. And it costs around about $9,700. There are tax credits, so the net cost would actually get down lower. But to install is about $9,700.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate you taking a little bit of time here.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you very much.
All right.
And happy solar.
Yeah, happy. It's a great solar day if people know.
Sure. Yeah. Well, the thing we need to really develop now is solar air conditioning, right?
Yeah. Well, we need to make them more energy efficient.
Yeah.
More efficient for a house and not overbuilt, them then. Make them what they need to be, not overdo it, I guess.
Yeah, I guess a lot of people do overdo conventional air conditioning.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and the biggest sector that uses a lot of energy is the buildings. And if buildings were correctly built and installed and make sure that the houses or buildings are facing south, the southern exposure with the windows, then we wouldn't need such a big HVACs and heating and cooling system, because we're using solar to do that. So the biggest sector, if you have to retrofit a building or anything, make sure you do energy efficient appliances. And that's what anybody that is in solar knows, that energy efficiency is number one, and then you start doing solar to deduct and really reduce your carbon footprint.
Thank you. Those
are
good pointers.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.